times God said to us that there's going to be total recovery through dedication. So we are looking at the subject recovering through dedication. But tonight, we're going to look at the benefit of dedication. And when we are talking about dedication here, we're talking about dedication to God, dedication to the things of God, dedication to service in the house of God. So the benefit of dedication, in summary, then what I'm trying to say is how dedication to the kingdom service guarantees total recovery. We have two scriptures that we're going to read as we begin. And then while we are going, we're going to do a lot of other scriptural readings. Praise God. But first, Matthew chapter 3, verse 18. Sorry, Malachi chapter 3, verse 18 first, before Matthew 6:33. Is serving God beneficial? Yes. Is there a reward when we are dedicated to service? Yes. Does God bless when you serve? Yes. Malachi 3:18. He said, then shall ye return and descend between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. There is always a clear difference between those that serve God and those that don't serve. I wish you will do this for me. Take your mind off anything you know. And open up your mind to what God will have to say to us this morning or this evening. Let's get to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. Malachi said, you shall return and descend between he that serves God and he that does not serve. It therefore means at the end of life, at the end of everything, there will always be a clear difference between those that yielded themselves to the service of the kingdom sincerely and those that did not. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, let's start from verse 30. Want to see something there. Okay, leave this. No, start from verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Go down. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Move. For after these things do the Gentiles seek. Who are the Gentiles? Those that had no original covenant with God. They get worried over everything. But covenant people are not supposed to be worried over everything. That's the scripture. What should you do as a covenant person? Verse 33. All you need to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things the Gentiles run after shall be added unto you. Now, let me tell you this. Scriptures cannot be broken. God cannot lie. It might look like this world is not true, but child of God, it is as true and as real as your name. Seek, this were the exact words of Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, shall be added unto you. And all these things shall be added unto you. So we're going to take time
to look at this. Now, Malachi says there shall be difference between them that serves God and them that does not. Am I right? And then Jesus here speaking says all you need to do is everything you desire shall be given. He calls it addition, but you have just one primary assignment. Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Seek after the progress of the kingdom. Seek after the welfare of the kingdom. Seek after the expansion of the kingdom. So everything you should do, tie your life around how the kingdom of God can do well on earth. And all the things the Gentiles look for will be added unto you. And so because of time, I might not stay into explaining one thing for so long. There are a few facts I want you to note. Maybe 4, 5, 6 of them or thereabout. Number one is that dedication to God leads to addition in all areas. Say it after me. Say dedication to God leads to addition in all areas. When you're dedicated to His kingdom, He adds to your life. Academically, health-wise, socially, politically, in all areas. And scriptures cannot be broken. Number two, because of time, God will always demarcate and differentiate between those who are serving Him genuinely and those who are not serving Him. I hope you know that it is either you serve or you're not serving. Now, there are people that are busybodies in church claiming to serve, but before God, what they do is not service, it's eye service. So it's not about being in a department. It's not about being in a church. But it goes as far as how genuine is your service for Him. God will always demarcate. There will always be a demarcation, whether in your workplace, in the neighborhood, in life and destiny matters, between those that serve God and those that does not. Number three, because of time. I want you to know, in the journey of dedication to God, it is important to note few things. While you're looking at, I want to be dedicated. I want to start getting dedicated. There are few things that must be noted. Number one, there is no wasted service to God. Whether you're in the media, whether it is your money that is going in, whether you're into missions, whether you're in the ushering, whether you're in the protocol, whether you're in the choir, as long as what you do is with all your heart, it is not a waste. It might look like right now it's not paying. Money's not coming. You're working in church and there are some things you're still looking for. Hear me and hear me clearly. There is no wasted service to God. There is no wasted pursuit of God. Get to Isaiah 45 verse 19. Every act of service attract some levels of rewards. Based on the level of sacrifice and understanding that is involved in that service. Every act of service attracts some level of rewards. And these rewards are based on the level of sacrifice and understanding that is involved. Two persons can serve in a place, but one pays more price than the other. The one that pays more price, before God, it looks like more sacrifice. And then outside the depth of your sacrifice, how knowledgeable are you in what you're doing? So understanding also matters. Isaiah Isaiah 45:19 says, I have spoken in secret in dark places of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare that which is right. I have not said to the sons of Jacob, seek me in vain. So, if the son of Jacob seeks me, his service cannot be in vain. Get to the next scripture. I want you to also check 1 Corinthians 15 verse 5. If we had New Living Translation, it would have been better in these readings. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Paul was the one talking to the Corinthian brethren. Be ye steadfast. Be ye unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain if it is in the Lord. God was speaking through the prophet Isaiah. He said, anytime I call on the house of Jacob to serve me, it is not in vain. And I hope you know that we are of that lineage. We are the covenant people that have been bought out through the blood of Christ. We stand qualified to serve. He said, I do not ask you to serve me in vain. What it means is that your service to me is not in vain. When Paul was talking to the Corinthian brethren, he pointed it out to them. He said, brethren, be ye steadfast. The time comes, people will mock you. Is it only you and church every time? Don't listen to them and don't be distracted by what they say. Be ye steadfast, unmovable. You know, Paul said something. He said, what shall separate us from the love of God? He said, is it tribulation? He said, is it hunger? Is it strife? He named a lot of things and then he ended by saying, is it things present or things to come? Because there are things you have not yet seen that is coming. Paul said to the Corinthian brethren, a lot will come, things present, yet to come. When you go out of the house and you come back in the evening and your neighbors know that yesterday you were looking for money and today you have carried Bible and they sit by the balcony to laugh and mock and scorn, will it affect your dedication to God? Paul said, be ye steadfast. Be unmovable. Shake your neighbor, say, be unmovable, be unmovable, be unmovable. You're movable. Always abounding, always flourishing, always prospering in the work of the Lord. Always making progress in what you're doing in the house of God. Always getting better in your dedication to God. For you know, for as much as you know, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. How many of you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord? You came under the rain, it's in vain. You are an usher, your protocol. Right now, Bro Bassi is down there under the rain. Your labor cannot be in vain. Paul said, know this. Paul said, know it. Your service shall be rewarded. Number two thing I want you to note is the place you give to God determines the place you find in time and in destiny. You cannot give God the first place in your life and come last in life. It's not possible. The place you give to God matters. The place you find in time and in eternity. Let's look at that scripture. Matthew 6:33. You give God a place here.
You find it in time. But seek ye first. Let the kingdom be a priority in your heart.
You cannot give him the first place and he does not respond back to you. Number three, because of time. The dividends of dedication to God far outweigh the cost of commitment to God. Dividends is what comes out as a benefit of your dedication to God far outweigh the cost, that's the price you paid to serve. Get to that scripture, Matthew 19:29. Whatever sacrifice you make in serving God can never be in vain. Sometimes it takes us our time, our resources, our finances, even our health is at risk. But hear me, it is not in vain, because the reward far outweighs the price.
Get to 27.
How many of you remember Peter, that used to follow Jesus? You remember him? The man that can talk very well. Jesus called his disciples. He selected 12 to follow him. And the 12 of them had followed Jesus for one day, 1 week, 1 month, maybe up to 1 year. And people were following quietly, mumuciously, not asking, what are you going to pay us? What are we going to gain? Why are we following you? Nobody asks. One day, Peter looked at it and said, this man will open blind eye. He knows they make him pay money. This man will heal lame people. Did you see those 10 lepers that told him that they want to be healed? And he said, go show yourself to the priest. And on their way, they were healed. Only one came back to give thanks, to do thanksgiving. And he didn't even carry anything, come church. Now like this, we go take feed our family. John, now so we go take survive. John said, even at Jesus, make me the follow. But let me say, different people will talk. Luke will. Peter said, I go ask Oga. I go ask Sam. How? Because if we don't do like this 1 year, 2 years, we feed the manage. But now so we go take some. How our family go do? We don't leave everything. We stop fishing. We stop everything. So the Bible said in verse 27, Peter called Jesus. He said, Jesus, come. We don't work for you for this Jesus Ministry International. No, you know they collect money. How we go take the chop? Every time we go, they go enter inside farm, throw our hook to catch fish. That's what we go to do. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Say, we have forsaken all. He said, Jesus, wait. We don't leave everything follow you. Jesus, you know, say, the first thing where you do, now to tell me, say, you need my boat to stand and preach, I give you, I no complaint. Jesus, you saw that I was washing my net, meaning that I was ready to go back to fishing. And you say, I should follow you, that you will make me fishers of men. I complain. Jesus said, you no complain. He said, Jesus, but answer me now. Now when we don't forsake everything, come follow you. What shall follow thee? For we, okay. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? What shall be our reward after everything? What we do? Every day we come to church, they clean church. Every day we do ushering, we do protocol. Every day we do sanctuary, we sing for choir. Jesus, talk, make we know. Waiting, this thing that so we go suffer. Get to 28. The Bible said, Jesus said unto them. Peter was the one asking. Jesus knew that. That thing Peter just asked, they had discussed. So when he wanted to answer, he called all of them. John, sit down. Matthew, sit. Judas Iscariot, yeah. Sit down. Peter alone asked. But when he was answering, Jesus said unto them. It was them he was answering. Verily, verily, it's like saying, I swear. Verily, it's like saying, I say this with my blood. Verily, it's like saying, what I am saying, I can't lie to you. Verily, I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in this generation, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye shall also sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Number one, what this means is, when Jesus shall be reigning on earth, those of us that serve on earth will serve too in heaven. So that's what Jesus was telling them. He said, when I come, you will join me in ruling the earth. You will join me in judging the earth. So everyone who serves is connected with the privileges of this. Let's end with the last verse. And Jesus said, okay, verse 29. I'll stop here. And everyone that had forsaken houses, forsaken his brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands, whatever you forsook for my name's sake, whatever price you paid on earth, the most important thing is, let it be that you paid that price for my name's sake. Look at what Jesus said. He said, you shall receive 100-fold here on earth. Here on earth. And you shall inherit eternal life. So there is no price you pay that is a waste. Even if I don't say any other thing again tonight, I believe we are blessed so far. I just recap on the three things I just said. Number one, there is no wasted service to God. Number two, the price, I mean the place you give to God determines the place you find in time and eternity. Number three, the dividends of dedication to God far outweighs the cost of commitment to God. It might look like the price you're paying is too much, but what will come after will outweigh it. Lift your hands and give the Lord praise. Let's rise on our feet. Say this after me. Say, Father, I receive grace to honor you all the days of my life. My life is dedicated to serve you, to honor you, to worship you. I will forever be a tool in your hands. 1 minute, open your mouth and make that a prayer. I will forever be a tool in your hands. I will forever be a tool in your hands. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.